WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Motorists who drive Rock Prairie over the freeway need to prepare for delays today. The Texas Department of Transportation has announced Rock Prairie traffic will be shifted to the new bridge over the freeway. The switch will be taking place between 8:30 and 4:30. Before Congress starts its August recess, there's a chance legislation will be passed to return illegal immigrant children to Central America. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan told a telephone town hall audience he supports a House task force recommendation to have the most recent arrivals be the first to return to their homes.
These families will say, hey, I just paid $3,000 or $5,000 or $8,000 to send my child to the United States, and here they're coming back. And I think that will send a powerful message in each of these countries from where these children are coming.
The task force, led by the House Speaker, also calls for the Interior and Agriculture Departments to stop blocking Customs and Border Patrol agents from picking up illegal immigrants on federal land. While Flores calls it a no-brainer and a slam dunk, he told one caller he doesn't know how far the legislation will go, other than to say if the Senate passes it, he thinks the president will sign it. The College Station City Council has approved reimbursing a federal agency for money misspent by a local nonprofit.
What's happened in the past is that...
The city's community services director, Debbie Eller, says they're attempting to recover $181,000 from a housing grant given to Embrace Brazos Valley.
We have policies and procedures in place that we did review after this was identified, and we have strengthened those, so we feel confident that this would not be a repeat occurrence in the future.
Eller says Embrace was supposed to build two new homes for income-eligible homebuyers. Instead, Embrace spent the money on another project outside the city limits. The city's spending general fund money to pay back the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Embrace, which describes itself as a faith-based nonprofit construction ministry, is composing a public response to the council action, according to Chief Financial Officer Bill Edison. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A year and a half in the making, the city of College Station has plans should wildfires threaten the city. A summary of the 201-page report was given at the last council meeting by Fire Chief Eric Hurt and representatives of the Texas A&M Forest Service. A copy of the report is on our website at WTAW.com. The chief says the study took into account the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, or ETJ.
A spread of a wildfire coming in from the ETJ would be a likely area for it to come from, especially from the south side, since the south winds prevail in this area.
The chief says the study includes all sorts of water supplies, including swimming pools and creeks that can be used in case of wildfires, particularly in heavily wooded areas. The Forest Service previously worked with the city of Bryan on a similar plan. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning, it's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without paying overtime charges. You get home, unit's not working, give them a call, they'll get somebody out there, 690-2278, that's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Satellite photos this morning showing that a little bit of moisture has started to creep into the area. There's some patchy cloudiness, and I think we end up with a mixture of clouds and sunshine today. And a high close to 95. We'll see whether or not we can squeeze out a thunderstorm. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 75. For tomorrow, we go back and forth between clouds and sun. There's the risk of a thunderstorm later in the day, 95 to maybe 100 if we get enough sunshine. Some sun on Thursday, chance of a storm, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. The Harvey Major girls were playing yesterday at the Little League regional championships. I'll tell you just how well that they did. And they might even be playing tonight. I'll tell you what time they might be playing at tonight. Okay. As well as Kevin Sumlin wrapped up his annual Coaches Night tour last night right here in the Brazos Valley. I have a little bit of what he said, as well as some Major League Baseball with the Rangers and the Astros. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, this morning expectations are tremendously high. They're ready to win the SEC West.
SEC.
Right? Yeah.
SEC. Everybody pumped. You know, they don't really have us picked to finish very high.
Well, I know. That's true. But that's okay. After the coach talks, though, everybody feels good. So,
oh, without a doubt. Yeah.
See how that all works out for us. So police in Belleville, Illinois, searching for a man who wore a bag over his head when he robbed the convenience store.
It wasn't a plastic bag.
It was.
Oh, no.
It was a clear plastic bag. Pretty well exposed his face to the security camera.
You know, that's dangerous, too. He could have...
That's right. He could have suffocated.
Right.
Yeah. He could have fallen down, bumped his head, passed out, and suffocated. But that's okay. He's probably safely in jail now. You don't have to worry about that. All right. So they were going to build a running track at a stadium in China. And as everything has to be done there, Communist Party officials needed to go ahead and approve the track before they would let people run. We're talking a 10,000 square foot stadium, okay? It's a rather large track. So apparently the engineers who were building the track realized that the most important thing was to get the track finished on time so the Communist Party could come and inspect it. But they weren't really going to be able to get an oval track finished in time. So they went ahead and built a rectangular track.
Yeah. We're changing
Break
things
up that T-square. Yeah.
The big budget project was running behind schedule, and with the inspection from those notoriously finicky Communist Party officials imminent, managers made the decision to quite literally cut corners, shall we say, and create the running track that has, in fact, four 90-degree turns, which, again, I guess kind of changes your pacing a little bit. But,
yeah.
You know what? There'll be a lot of pictures of that track out there.
It's going to be a good, good.
Might have unintentionally set up a new sport here.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of information.
I mean, I could see in the far corner of each one of the turns, you could do like a little launch thing where you could, you know, jam your foot into that, and that would make you bolt down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't know. Not sure.
A little turnbuckle or something?
Something like that.
Like
yeah.
A trampoline down there?
Yeah. That'll work. Next, we'll work on a parallelogram track and see how that works for you.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, it's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 29th of July. Gee, willikers, we are almost into August.
Mm-hmm.
Reason for it to be is hot. But, you know, again, we do have a chance of some shower activity, so it's promising. And, again, let's check our long-range forecast. You know, yesterday they were telling us it was only going to be 88 on Friday, and sure enough, they're saying 89 right now. 40% chance of showers on Thursday night. So we'll see. 89 for a high on Friday. It's wear your corduroys. You know, it ought to be nice. No rain actually in the state of Texas right now, it looks like. That will get into Texas. I don't know. We've got a little bit of light shower. Activity due west of Bryan between Austin and Bryan. But anyhow, it's not moving. Today is National Lasagna Day. If you do the real thing. Don't do lasagna with cottage cheese. It doesn't work.
I think it's delicious.
Do you? Yes. Have you had the real thing, though, with ricotta? I mean, it's just... the thing is, I had a Scottish grandmother who made lasagna. Get that. And but anyhow, it's very filling, right? Lasagna's, you know, pretty good stuff there. Mm-hmm. Chicken wing day.
Ooh.
There you are. Yeah. So you can celebrate either way that you wanted to. And it's also rain day in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. This put them on the map, basically.
Okay.
Local residents said it rained 113 days out of the last 137 years on this date.
Okay. Really?
Yep. The legend is that Byron Daly, who ran the drugstore in the town, kept a journal, and he would bet visiting salesmen a new hat that it would rain on July the 29th. Blair Zimmerman, who's the current mayor, has continued that tradition. He bets lots of celebrities that they'll get the new hat deal if it rains. So I'll go look up the weather forecast in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, while we find out who have birthday today.
Today, for birthdays, Josh Radnor's turning 40. He's Ted on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
So he's turning 40. Hopefully I guess he found love by the end. Allison Mack is turning 32. She played Chloe on Smallville. It was kind of the show about Superman as a young kid. Mm-hmm. Danger Mouse, one of your favorite Scottish.
Oh, man. 37. No, actually, really, I really do. He and CeeLo Green, yeah, when they did Gnarls Barkley, not bad. Not bad. It's okay. It's all right.
Wanya Morris is Wanya from Boys to Men,
mm-hmm.
is turning 41 today.
Okay.
Will Wheaton is turning 42. So he's actually got his own TV show, The Will Wheaton Project, on
Does
Sci-Fi.
He?
Yeah, so it's set up a little bit
Have
like
you
the
seen
Soup.
It?
I've seen parts of
What
it.
Does he do?
He just sits up there and kind of cracks jokes like The Soup does and like Tosh.0.
All right.
Rodney Allen Rippey is 46. He was the kid from Jack in the Box commercials back in the 70s.
Yeah, you don't know who that is, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. That's all right. Yeah, okay.
I know what Jack in the Box.
Yeah, but he's a little cute little kid, and, you know, he holds this gigantic burger is bigger than his head, you know, so that was pretty cool.
Not right. So cute anymore. He's 46. Yeah. Martina McBride is turning 48 today. Alexandra Paul is turning 51. Of course, she was on Baywatch. Patty Sialfa, am I saying that right?
Something like that.
Sialfa, she's 61.
Married to the boss.
Yeah, married Bruce Springsteen. Tim Gunn is 61. Of course, he's the fashion consultant on Bravo, a lot of the shows there. Geddy Lee is turning 61, Rush's singer-bassist. And he's now Hall of Famer. Of course, they were elected in the Rock and Roll Hall
they
of
were?
Fame.
Yeah.
Ken Burns is turning 61. The War, the Civil War, baseball, jazz on PBS.
Uh-huh.
Marilyn Quayle is 65. Roz Kelly is turning 71. She played Pinky Tuscadero on Happy Days.
Yes.
Tony Sirico is turning 72 as Polly Walnuts on The Sopranos. And Elizabeth Dole, Bob Dole's wife, is turning 78.
There you go. No rain today is the forecast. For Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. But it'll be a high of 48. That'd be that'd be kind of nice to enjoy,
Golly.
I think. I could.
When's the latest you can make that bet, is what I'm wondering. Well, could they not look at the weather?
I guess it's just traditional. They're locked into this day, and then, and again, don't know how much the cap. You know, it could be a John Deere gimme cap by now that they're giving away, so it may not be that they're out.
Ain't
of,
nothing wrong with that.
That's exactly right. 620.
What do you get when you add helpful advice to a store full of batteries for things like laptops, cell phones, watches, and cars? Plus thousands of light bulbs, including energy-efficient LEDs, CFLs, and halogens. Well, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, you get what you came for. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Located in College Station and in Bryan in front of the new Walmart.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Senator Lindsey Graham recently made a pretty accurate assessment of Obama's foreign policy failures. He said, America is the glue that holds the free world together. Leading from behind is not working. The world is adrift. And President Obama has become the king of indecision. His policies are failing across the globe. And by the way, he's absolutely right. From Iraq to Russia, Syria to Iran, it's hard to see anywhere where Barack Obama has actually led led with any moral clarity. Indecision is not a foreign policy. Now, if the administration truly believes that Obama has been successful when it comes to foreign affairs and that the world is more tranquil under Obama's leadership, then we have to wonder what news reports is the White House reading. They must be watching MSNBC, because America's failing to lead and the world is worse off because of it.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, I have added to my medicine cabinet, and it's called Salonpas Jet Spray. You know, when my back flares up, my shoulder flares up, my knees start to ache, well, I spray it right where it hurts, and then in no time at all, it freezes my pain, and it keeps it away for hours and hours. You know what? It really works. So I urge you to try Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it's in a blue metal can. It has a dark blue cap. Salonpas, you want the original. It's powerful relief whenever, wherever you need it. Use as directed.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
A lot of people have credit problems. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. You may be surprised at how easy it is to get a black mark on your credit record. Just over a third of all consumers have been reported to collection agencies because of debts and unpaid bills. A study by the Urban Institute found it's not just things like missed mortgage and auto loan payments that can end up with collectors. People have been reported for past due gym membership fees and for walking out on cell phone contracts. Microsoft is being accused of violating China's anti-monopoly laws. Chinese authorities raided Microsoft offices in 4 cities today, looking for information about how Windows and Office software programs are bundled. Southwest Airlines could have to pay one of the biggest fines ever imposed by the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency is proposing a $12 million civil fine against Southwest. The FAA says the carrier failed to comply with safety regulations for aircraft repairs. Stock futures have turned higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like 2 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular size candy bar and any size fountain drink, 2 for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 95 for a high temperature today. Have a 30% chance of rain. Actually, have a 20 or 30% chance of rain all the way through the weekend. Spikes at 40% on Thursday night, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. 75 for our low temperature tonight. About the same thing next couple of days. Then it cools off a little bit. 92 on Thursday. 89 is the forecasted high on Friday with a lot of clouds in here. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 5, 82% relative humidity. Fair skies at 77.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G Tractor, you get zero down payment. You get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. See them at normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Being a good and effective parent may not take as much work as you think it does, and the results can be terrific. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Can you love your child too much?
I think a lot of parents believe that they can spoil a child by being too loving. Research studies indicate that you can't be too loving toward a child. You can spoil a child with material possessions, but you can't spoil a child with genuine affection.
Dr. Lawrence Steinberg, author of the book The 10 Basic Principles of Good Parenting, says that's true even in the case of teenagers who at times act as if they don't want affection from their parents.
You know, my experience, Mike, is that teenagers are like that when their parents express affection in public, but that they are not likely to react that way when it's done privately. Even teenagers still like to know that their parents really admire them and care about them.
And when it comes to appropriate punishment for your child?
There are three types of punishments that are very, very effective. For young children, a timeout is a very effective form of punishment. And the general rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for each year that the child is. So 4 minutes for a four-year-old is an effective punishment. A second type of punishment that works very well is some sort of deprivation of privileges, taking something away from the child that the child cares about or enjoys. And then the third, really, and if you have a warm relationship with your child, this is the most effective, is to tell your child that you're disappointed in what he or she did. That often really will change the child's behavior.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aguiline Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One of two budget amendments approved at the last City College Station City Council meeting pays back a misspent federal housing grant.
Community Services Director Debbie Eller says the Department of Housing and Urban Development will get $181,000 because Embrace Brazos Valley used the money on a project outside the city limits.
This is the first time since I have worked for the city that we've identified an issue with one of our funded partners. I've been here for 15 years.
Eller did not give specifics on how the city's attempting to get reimbursed from Embrace.
We are attempting to resolve the situation, and it, you know, can't say specifically what it will lead to in the future.
Embrace Chief Financial Officer Bill Edison says they're composing a response to the council action. Embrace, which describes itself as a faith-based nonprofit construction ministry, was supposed to build two homes in College Station for income-eligible buyers. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More traffic delays are expected today around the freeway exit at Rock Prairie Road. The Texas Department of Transportation says between 8:30 and 4:30, traffic will be moved to the newly built north side of the bridge. That will allow construction to continue on the south side. The more than $5 million project won't be completed until next spring, as construction will extend west on Rock Prairie to Norman Drive, which is on the other side of the College Station Medical Center. Changes to veterans' health care may be voted by Congress before the week is over. During a telephone town hall meeting, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says a conference committee has resolved all but one issue. Flores, who is on the committee, says a Republican senator wants language to ensure no part of $10 billion goes to the Veterans Administration.
He's got a point, but we've already got language in the bill that says that the money is directed only to the Choice Care Program. And I think he's just wanting sort of what I'd call belt suspenders type language to say, okay, you've got a prohibition about how it can be used.
Flores says the $10 billion would pay private providers to treat vets who live more than 40 miles away from a VA facility and those who live close enough but can't get it in a timely manner. Flores also says one of the funding sources of the Veterans Choice Program is not paying bonuses to VA employees.
Other thing that we've done is we want to have accountability of the federal employees in the VA. And so provisions of the VA bill will say that the Secretary of the VA has the authority to terminate low-performing senior employees on an accelerated basis.
Veterans issues received 4% of the vote as the most important issue facing Americans based on callers from Brazos, Robertson, Burleson, Milam, and Lee counties. Getting the most support, 29%, was presidential overreach. The full list and a podcast of the town hall is online at WTAW.com. As wildfires continue to be a threat, local firefighting agencies have been preparing for more formal responses. The Texas A&M Forest Service recently completed a 201-page plan with College Station. Fire Chief Eric Hurt told the city council at its last meeting the plan identifies every potential water source.
Swimming pools, creeks, streams, anything you can think of where we may have to draft out of or have a helicopter come in and drop a bucket into.
Hurt says outreach programs have started with homeowners associations with a Forest Service program called Ready, Set, Go.
Basically what it does is gives a very condensed version of the type of fire threats that are in the area and what to do if that threat does become a reality.
Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the College Station Wildfire Attack Report. A similar plan was done by the Forest Service and the City of Bryan. Responsible for the local Texas Trash Off and a partner with the big event, Keep Brazos Beautiful received the Governor's Community Achievement Award, Award of Excellence.
It's a very prestigious award. It's one of the highest level of an environmental award given in the state of Texas by Keep Texas Beautiful and TxDOT. Our contenders are Dallas and Austin and Houston and Irving and all of those. So we're really kind of going up against some big dogs there, if you will.
KBB Director Amy Reed says the award is given to the top 10% of applicants statewide each year. As Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott appeals a decision by a federal San Antonio judge that the same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional, supporters of gay marriage wheeled petitions with over 5,000 signatures into the lobby of his office. According to this supporter, it is time for Texas to join the rest of the U.S.
I think, though, that the more people in our state see our families, see us raising children, the more hearts and minds will change. And I think Texas will go the way that the nation will go, and that is to support marriage equality.
The group intended to drop the petitions off, but was informed by the office that they cannot accept the petitions in person. Instead, they walked 4 blocks to a post office and mailed them all. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mara Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mara Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mara Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mara Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mara Eye Center, 776-7564.
Business owners, Suddenlink has solutions for you, help you save money, help improve your work environment for your employees as well. So that's a pretty good combination. New customers right now can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business class phones for under $100 per month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. You can call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He'll provide you with a business solution that'll be just right for your business and at the right price. You can also visit suddenlinkbusiness.com and get some more information. But think about this. How about business TV? I mean, television for maybe your waiting room. Unlike satellite, there's no bulky equipment, and the service is reliable even in bad weather. You can keep your employees informed, your customers entertained, and there's also commercial-free music channels that can help you also have a very nice environment in your business. That's Business TV, which is available from Suddenlink. So give Chad Cowan a call, 595-2413. Find out how they can help you out or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice-over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley survey.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at MoodyGardens.org.
Let's check some weather as we approach 6:40. The weather is brought to you this morning by Normandy Tractor. Go to normandytractor.com, your number one Kubota dealer, and voted best in the Brazos for 12 straight years.
High pressure in control. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures today up to about 95. There will be some cloudiness around, so we'll include the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm as the day goes on, but the chance is still fairly low. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 75. Some sun tomorrow, maybe a stray thunderstorm developing during the day, 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine Thursday. Temperatures are going to reach 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a local Little League team is battling it out at the Little League softball tournament in Waco. I'll tell you just how well that the local girls are doing, as well as some all Aggie sports going on. Three Aggies were in action on the second day of track and field events out in Glasgow, Scotland, and I'll tell you what the results were from that, as well as the Houston Texans and the Dallas Cowboys are in the middle of training camp, and I'll give you some updates from all of that and more coming up in sports.
Okay, well, the Senate actually, you know, the Senate's got this bill we were talking about yesterday. The Senate may actually have a vote this week.
Oh,
man. You really hate to ask them to do something like that. I mean, my gosh. But anyway, the White House has formally endorsed the Senate Democrat version of the emergency spending bill to set aside $2.7 billion in funding for the crisis on the Texas border. By the way, we do the Rush update in about 45 minutes. Today's is it's about the border crisis in California, but you hear that and you'll be gripping the steering wheel when you're done. I mean, you'll be ready to bend it. Just, you know, it's California, but nonetheless. So they're supposed to vote on this, and we'll see what happens. The bill, as it stands, though, omits any changes to the 2008 trafficking law that has come under heightened scrutiny, since it makes deporting children that come under deporting children who are not from Mexico or Canada more difficult. So, and these kids aren't from Mexico. They're passing through Mexico, but they're not from Mexico. So it'll be tough to do that. See what happens. House still has to vote on it, of course.
Are there not a lot of Canadians coming in?
Well, I don't really. I haven't heard the scourge of the Canadians. They may sneak in for a day or two, but they turn around and go back invariably. But I don't know that. It could be those people from Iceland who are sneaking in through Nova Scotia. That could be
going across the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, something like that. More sanctions for Russia's financial and defense and energy sectors. Apparently that was agreed on yesterday. Pew Research shows a sharp. This is a little bit interesting. Pew Research did a survey having to do with the Gaza war, okay, between Hamas and Israel. And they find that there is, in fact, a sharp partisan divide there, because 40% of all those surveyed blame Hamas for the fighting, 19% blame Israel. However, 60% of the Republicans blame Hamas, 29% of the Democrats blame Hamas, which means more Democrats are blaming Israel. But you know what? The Jewish vote in America is mostly Democrats. So how does that work? I mean, the Democrats believe that Israel started this battle in Gaza right now, and yet most of the Jewish population, or a majority of the Jewish population, votes more Democrat than Republican.
Well, so it might be different next election.
Yeah, well, one would think so. It appears the Medicare Trust Fund will run short of money in 2030. So we got tons of time. Heck, that's 16 years from now, right? And it's 4 years later than we previously thought, so gosh, we can breathe a sigh of relief. We won't go broke nearly as fast as we thought we were going to. Now, spending per beneficiary last year was essentially unchanged, and that's for 2 years in a row that's happened. However, it appears that Social Security's disability program will face a major budget shortfall in less than 2 years, right around the presidential election time. Oh, imagine that. See how that'll work out. And that's really true. If you go in and look at the kind of numbers of dollars that are being paid out by Social Security for people on disability, it's a staggering number.
SSI, Social Security Insurance?
Yeah, yeah. So just go look at that. I mean, lots of numbers, lots of people, and lots of dollars. Well, it appears that William McRaven, the admiral who did the Make Your Bed speech, is going to be the new chancellor at UT.
No.
The Board of Regents will have a teleconference this evening where they will determine who the sole finalist will be. Is the two people in the running were the Dallas Fed president, Richard Fisher, and again, McRaven, who's got a sterling resume. Again, he was the one who basically coordinated the operation that successfully killed Osama bin Laden. He's currently the commander of U.S. Special Operations Command. Not bad. But what's interesting is these two guys, neither one of them really has a background in academia or in state politics, which normally is what a chancellor has. You got to have usually chops in both to be able to do that. In fact, four of the six major Texas university chancellors have a history in Texas politics, but not the case there.
Careful now. We had a freshman senator as a president.
That's true. Doesn't take long. If you're really smart like he is, it doesn't take long to learn, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevchek Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
The legal process can be overwhelming at times, and when you're looking for help, just remember one thing, one call, that's all. You'll reach the experienced trial lawyers of the Payne Law Group. We've been practicing law in the Brazos Valley for over 60 years. We're your friends, we're your neighbors, and we can help you through the court system. For personal injuries, big or small, just remember one call, that's all. The Payne Law Group is here to help you.
Call toll-free 855-TXONECALL.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Continuity is the password to most successful landscaping. Your gardens need to look like they belong to their surroundings. That's important when you're planting plantings to blend with the rest of your neighborhood. It's often just as bad to overwhelm landscapes around you as it is to drag them down by mediocrity. I'll be back with details of how you can tie your landscape to living spaces right after this message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas is enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to the heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important that you start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil for your fall gardening projects. It'll improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought and to be productive this fall. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. Now, you'll find all of the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. Remember, you can survive the drought. Your plants can, too. Scotts Garden and Heat Drought Recovery Program using Scotts Miracle-Gro, Scotts Naturescapes mulch. Scotts.com is the website. For more information, go there. Scotts.com. You want your landscape to fit comfortably with your interior surroundings. If you're looking out the window of an Eastern Colonial, you probably don't want to see a yucca and cactus rock garden. And if you're in a Southwestern Contemporary, white picket fencing near the entryway wouldn't be your very best choice. Envision your entire lot as a unit. Think of it as a picture hanging on a wall. The landscape is the frame, and the house with its exterior and interior decor, the house becomes the artwork. Let the landscape complement the structure and its furnishings. As you're doing all of that lot-sized planning, think too about your home being one in a grouping of other pieces of art. Keep that neighborhood style flowing. Make sure your neighborhood's landscapes work as a team. Plan block improvements where they're practical. Perhaps decorative streetlights or trees in a median are possibilities. Maybe it's nothing more than a community-based cleanup project for the spring or in the fall. That works well too. Let's address some specifics of tying your landscape to the interior, and we'll start with the entryway. Remember, it's a place where you make your first impression for all who visit your home. If your home is casual, so should the entryway be casual. Should be bright and cheerful, graciously and safely welcoming all who visit. Use container color and fragrant plants. A little night lighting is beautiful. Your backyard, however, will be where your family will spend most of its outdoor time, so the patio will be the focal point there. Make sure it's at its best. If it's too small, enlarge it with pre-poured concrete stones or bricks or interlocking concrete pavers. If it's too sunny, build a cover or plant a shade tree. Be careful, however, that the shade doesn't block the much-needed summer breezes from cooling the patio at its prime season of use. As you landscape around your patio, remember that you usually want to be able to see across it and out into the rest of your gardens as you look from the house. Don't screen it with tall shrubs unless there is some special privacy problem with tall buildings or hillsides nearby. You want to have a natural transition from your living room or den through the doors, out across the patio, over a low bed of flowers or ground cover, and onto the back landscaped area. You can inject a feeling of depth and spaciousness by using primarily greens and blues in the color scheme and put a piece of garden art toward the back of the yard to draw the eye all the way across. Frame the view with taller plants off to the side and use your color intelligently. Let it be the focusing point of the outdoors. Art forms in the landscape in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The Harvey Major girls bounce back from dropping their opener at the Little League softball tournament, cruising to a 16-1 run rule victory against overmatched Arkansas State champion Malvern last night at the Bush Little League Center in Waco. Nicole Goggin, Jade Chavarria, Maria Reyes, Addie Wright, and Bree Warren delivered two hits apiece for Harvey. Leadoff batter Goggin scored in all four trips to the plate, while Chavarria drove in three runs. Hannah Schnettler added a two-run single. The ladies will play New Mexico State champion Silver City today at 3 p.m., with the winner earning a spot in the regional semifinal game to be played tonight at 8. Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin wrapped up his annual Coach's Night tour last night right here in the Brazos Valley. Coach addressed everything from recruiting to team discipline.
We continue to try to get better. And where we're not doing very well, we continue to do that, whether that's offense, defense, special teams, team discipline, recruiting, whatever that is. And we've struggled a little bit in some areas.
And that audio is courtesy of our friends over at KBTX. Coach's comments come during an offseason that has seen several Aggie players arrested, including three dismissed from the team. Also part of the festivities last night was a fundraising auction, one that saw a Johnny Manziel signed football helmet go for $15,500. I would like some of that. Proceeds go to scholarships for potential Texas A&M students. Three Aggies were in action on the second day of track and field events in the 20th Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, Scotland. Braylon Taplin ran in the opening round of the men's 400 meter as Chavez Hart and Kanika Beckles each contested semifinal races in their respective events, the men's 200 meter and women's 400 meter. Today's action at Hampden Park includes long jump qualifying for Fabrice LaPierre of Australia at 10 a.m. It'd be 4 a.m. here, 10 a.m. over there, so it's already happened. Opening heats in the hurdles will include Wayne Davis II in the 110 hurdles and Janelle Belil in the 400 hurdles, as each represents Trinidad and Tobago. The Texas Rangers welcomed Derek Jeter and the New York Yankees to the Lone Star State last night for game one of a three-game series.
The 0-2 from Phelps. Swinging a ball hit up the middle. Base hit for J.P. Arencibia. Rios scores. Beltre coming around third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Two-run single for J.P. Arencibia, and the Rangers lead it 4-2.
Yu Darvish would take care of the rest, striking out 8 and 7 innings of work for his 10th victory of the season as the Rangers edged out a 4-2 win. But it wasn't all bad for the Yanks as Derek Jeter smacked his 3,420th career hit in the 7th, passing Carl Yastrzemski for 7th all-time on the all-time hits list. The two teams go at it again tonight at 7:05 in Arlington with coverage on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Down in Houston, the Astros were muscling up against the best team in baseball, the Oakland A's.
Castro drives it deep to right center field. Reddick is back, looking up, and that ball is gone into the Astros bullpen. Jason Castro, a two-run home run.
Chris Carter, Mark Krause, and Matt Dominguez would go deep as well as the Astros powered their way past the A's 7-3. Houston starter Brett Oberholzer won for the first time since May 30th, giving up 3 runs on 8 hits with 2 strikeouts and 6 2/3 innings of work. Game 2 is tonight at 7:10 at Minute Maid Park. The NFL football season is quickly coming upon us, and both the Cowboys and the Texans are in the heat of training camp. Head out to Oxnard, California, where new Cowboys defensive coordinator Rod Marinelli is on a mission to put the D back in Dallas.
Sometimes you add to your defensive package by subtraction. By that, I mean eliminate some things, and so they can really play fast, or keys are sound. We got to be a great tackling defense. We got to tackle. The game is so much space now. People complete quick passes. We got to be able to come up and tackle people.
Good luck with that, Rod. Marinelli takes over a defense that gave up 27 points per game last season and finished dead last in total yards given up per game. A little bit different problem down in Houston, where the Texans are looking to rebuild an offense that finished only above Jacksonville in points per game with 17.2. To fix that, they need franchise reception leader Andre Johnson to develop a good rapport with new quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I definitely felt, you know, more comfortable today than I did, you know, the past 2 days. So, you know, hopefully every day things will just keep getting, you know, better and better.
The Texans kick off the preseason Saturday, August 9th against the Cardinals in Arizona. 2 days before that, the Cowboys will start their preseason against the Chargers on a Thursday night game. After taking the last night off, the first-place Brazos Valley Bombers are back at it this evening, hosting the second-place Victoria Generals at Cellucor Field. First pitch is at 7:05 with coverage on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Acme Glass has been around since 1946. The Moorheads, taking care of your glass needs and wants. And generally what happens is you need to get a piece of glass replaced rather than wanting to do it. And in either event, Acme Glass can do that for you, and they have been, again, since 1946. And the way they deliver that to you has changed as well. Now, remote repairs on your vehicle, regular thing. Do it all the time. Come out to your business and replace that piece of glass that needs to be done. Maybe you got a piece of equipment out in the field needs to have glass replaced. Acme Glass can do all of that for you. They respond quickly because they understand that when glass needs to be replaced, there may be some safety factors involved, maybe some security factors involved. If you've seen a piece of glass used in a way that you really like, that you'd like to maybe put into your business or put into your home, Acme Glass can do that for you. They'll be glad to show you work that they've done all over the Brazos Valley in all sorts of different applications. Two locations to serve you, downtown Bryan on Main Street and College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Here's the weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High temperature today around 95 or so. There is a slight chance of some thunderstorm activity out there, about 30% chance. 75 for our low tonight. Do the same numbers probably for tomorrow. Not quite as warm as we move on through the week. High, in fact, only 89 forecast right now for Friday. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Has been a little bit of light shower activity, and it's pretty well dissipated.